Father Stumpel was one of those priests who had was larger than life and had a flair for the dramatic. And he used to like to bring into the liturgy various things which would impress and leave a memory for the people. And so one Ascension Sunday, he told everyone that there was a surprise waiting, and they should all process out of the church after the servers and the clergy. And they all did, and they went out, and there was a hot air balloon. And so Father Stumpel ascended the stairs into the hot air balloon, and the incense provided the clouds of glory, and he gave everyone a blessing and released the ropes and floated up into heaven. And one of his fan clubs said, "It's just like Jesus." Except that her husband gave her one in the ribs and said, "Yeah, the problem is there's going to be a second coming." And so the ascension is what we have to think about this evening, but also not just the ascension, but the second coming. Because Jesus promises to come again, and the angels at the ascension promise that he will come again, and you will see him come as you saw him go into glory. And yet, if you're like me and like most people, you would say, well, okay, Jesus said he's going to come again, but it's been a long time waiting. It's been 2,000 years now. Where is he? And you look around and you see various signs. The gospel says there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be pestilence and plague. There will be natural disasters. Terrible things will happen, which are signs of the end of the Lord's coming. And you look around and say, well, sure, that's all happening. But then you read history and you realize that at various points in history, things have also been really bad. During the Black Death and the two world wars in the last century, and communism and genocide and atomic bombs, and you must think, well, he certainly is coming back soon. But then you go again and you think, well, on the other hand, the Lord's dealing with time is different than ours. In a poetic way, the Old Testament says that for the Lord, 1,000 years is like yesterday passing. And if that's the case, then in his timeline, it's really only Monday night. So maybe he won't come back for another 6 or 7 or 10,000 years or more. We don't know. We're not sure. And then, of course, different people have ideas about this. And the liberal Bible scholars say, well, you know, Jesus said he was coming back again. And the apostles, they thought he was going to come back in their lifetime. And Jesus and the apostles, they must have made a mistake. Well, for my money, I would think it's much more likely that the liberal Bible scholars made a mistake. And in fact, Jesus said he was coming back again, but we don't know when. And then various of our separated brothers and sisters like to speculate about the end times. When will the Lord come back? When will he appear in glory? And they go through the Old Testament and Book of Revelation, and they try to do kind of like Christian fortune telling, to foretell the future. And the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Seventh-day Adventists and the fundamentalist dispensationalists and various others come up with these theories about when the Lord is going to return. I can remember being brought up with that kind of religion, and I think one of the preachers at one point said that he'd worked it out that the Lord was going to return in October 1977. And when somebody said to him, well, brother, you know, the Lord himself said, no man knows the day or the hour. He said, I didn't predict the day and the hour. I predicted the year and the month. Well, everybody's been trying to figure out when it's going to happen. But we know that the principle is, even the disciples asked him in the first reading tonight, are you going to restore the kingdom now? And he said, only the Father knows that. It's not been given to you to know the time and the seasons, because it's in the Lord's hands. Then one of the teachings is that there's going to be this supernatural rapture, and Jesus will appear in the clouds and all the people who are born again Christians will go up to heaven and everybody else will remain down here below. And many, many Christians believe that. And there was a best-selling novel series and films called Left Behind, which scared people a lot. But when you know your church history, you realize that that whole theory was only invented by a Baptist preacher named John Nelson Darby in 1830 and made popular by something called the Scofield Reference Bible, which added all these details into the Bible, which somebody just made up. The bottom line is, we don't know. And the Catholic Church teaches, though, that the Lord will return in glory, but when He does, it will be the end of time. It'll be the end of history. C.S. Lewis says, the play will have ended and the playwright will come on stage and drop the curtain and turn out the lights. In this physical realm, this worldly realm, will be finished. The story will be done and the King of Glory will appear. The Lord's coming, therefore, is at the end of time. Something which will happen, something which may happen in our lifetimes, but something which may also happen thousands of years from now. So very briefly, I would like you to remember four things about this, which also show us some of the signs of the times. One of the things which will come along is the Antichrist. The Antichrist is basically any system, any leader, any ideology that pretends to offer you the kingdom of heaven here on earth. It might be communism, it might be socialism, it might be some religious movement, it might be some leader or teacher. Was Hitler an Antichrist? Yes. And Mussolini and Napoleon and the great long list of many Antichrists, anybody or any system that promises heaven on earth, the kingdom here and now, is an Antichrist. Because Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. But we're also to look out for one Antichrist above them all, who will be a global leader, who will promise peace and brotherhood and prosperity and unity for all the world, and he will be so attractive to offer the kingdom of heaven here and now in this world. The second thing to watch out for is called the great apostasy. The Antichrist and the apostasy. The apostasy is very simply the many, many Christian believers who will fall for the Antichrist. The many, many Christian believers who will say, yes, now is our opportunity to build heaven on earth. Now is our opportunity to build peace and prosperity and be reunited with everyone. Now is the opportunity. And they will turn away from the true Christ to follow that false dream. And the other reason you will know that they have apostatized is because they will persecute the true believers. They will persecute those who have the courage to say, no, I don't buy into this dream. It might be attractive, it might be seductive, it might be the most seductive and attractive. Not me. I'm not jumping on board. And that those true believers will be persecuted, even put to death. Not only by the world system and the Antichrist system, but those who believers who have apostatized. So, we watch for those things. And the last two words that begin with A are, we are therefore alert, watching for this in our day and age, even if it should happen now in a lesser way, but also then not only watching and being alert, but being active. Not worrying about it, but rolling up our sleeves and getting on our knees and getting on with the work of doing God's work in the world here and now, where we are, in our parishes, in our school, in our family, in our workplace, in our home. Well, the last thing is this. We talk about the Lord's second coming. Some theologians refer to the Lord's second coming at the end of time as his third coming. The one in between is when he came at Pentecost with the Holy Spirit to build the church and to be present in the sacraments, which means until we wait for that final second coming, he comes to us here now. First, he came as the child of Bethlehem. One day he will come as the great King of Glory and the judge of all. But now he comes to us here and now under the appearance of bread and wine. Amen.